This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with an amazing... I've been on a trip the last week or so to Ireland, and it's amazing when I was talking, it was with a group of talk show hosts, how many people are interested in what I'm doing here on Your Hidden Power. It really is, and a lot of Irish people focus on the sixth sense, if you will, or things that are metaphysical, telepathic, psychic, paranormal. There's a lot of that. And I'll be bringing you some of the discussion, philosophy, in the next few weeks, the things that I discovered and learned as part of my trip to Ireland. Right now, however, our focus is on the author of a book called Love Between Equals, Relationship as a Spiritual Path. This is something that I have found to be a very important thing for me to understand personally. And perhaps you, if you haven't been there yet, you'll be fascinated with Polly Young Eisendrath, who is the author of this book. She's a Jungian analyst, psychologist, psychotherapist. She is a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the University of Vermont, founder and director of the Institute for Dialogue Therapy, past president of the Vermont Association for Psychoanalytic Studies, and a founding member of the Vermont Institute for Psychotherapies. Dr. Young Eisenstratt, good to have you here. I wonder if, in looking at this, if all of the things that have brought you to this point, all the things you've studied, all the work that you're doing, and in putting it into the category of psychiatry and psychotherapy, even though appropriate, does that somehow push people away from this particular subject matter?
Well, hi, Doug. First of all, thanks for the long introduction there. You know, I think I'm getting what you mean by that. Yes, it can. You know, it's all of us struggle with relationship, myself included. You know, I've been married, divorced, remarried. I realize I probably made that look too easy for my kids because they've been divorced as well now. And I think that the thing that probably is key is for everyone, all of us, to know that it takes some skills to do this relationship path, and some of those actually are spiritual skills, you know, sort of mindfulness skills, an ability to work with your own thoughts and feelings in a bigger framework, realizing that, you know, love is not a picnic on the grass, and everybody gets it wrong in various ways, both in your intimate relationships and with your kids. And so, you know, in some way, it's like we're born through love, and we're here to love, but it is the most difficult thing we do. And then people think it's going to be fun or easy or, you know, some sort of a smooth path. And actually, it's not. So, you know, it's not something to think about in terms of pathologies, of, you know, that if your relationship is going badly, that there is something personally wrong with you. It's more that the relationship thing itself is a much bigger challenge than most of us believe it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You see what
well,
I mean?
I believe in love and how happy you can be in love, but then there is the work of love that somehow or other gets in the way of just,
yes.
of just loving.
That's part of love. You know, I mean, the work of love is the spiritual work that I would say, you know, we're here for, but we don't love the work. And so, yes, we love the romance. Yes, we love the beginning, you know, when you have the baby, when you meet the lover or whatever, that's great.
Yeah.
But the next step, which is that you're going to have some big disillusionment, things are not going to go your way. And at that point, there's a door that opens in which you can get to know your beloved better and you can get to know yourself better. Or you can give up, or you can attack yourself, or you can see your relationship or your particular parenting or whatever as actually bad. Yeah. And so what I recommend is that people start with the knowledge that love actually brings great richness to our lives on many, many levels, but it's also a great challenge. And because of that, you know, I think of it as a spiritual path and not simply as a psychological or relational or social situation that we're in.
Well, we have those ingredients are part of it because that's what we are taught to think. That it is those things that have to be addressed rather than the things that you're addressing. I will tell you, as you acknowledged when we got started here, I've had a number of good relationships, and I've had three women in my life that I have loved, really loved. It has been very troubling to not have an understanding, and it kind of like I've spent a lot of time in therapy, and I've found Jungian thinking to be better than Freudian thinking in my own experience. But that's, you know, it's a personal sort of a thing. I want to share. And the frustrating thing is I may not be in my present state the best partner I could be. And so getting there is not something that's external. That I have found out. It is very internal.
It's very internal. And it's not, you know, it's like the beginning of actually getting things right is knowing that you actually might have some problems in loving. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, that's the beginning of the path, is to know what you're doing that might be creating obstacles. Yeah. And then to recognize that you can change those things and that there's nothing to be ashamed
of.
But
it takes work. You know? It takes a lot of work, and it takes understanding, not looking outside, but looking inside. And until you do that, you'll never have a good relationship. I would love to be able to go back to the, you know, we all can say this, 2020 hindsight. I'd love to go back to the last relationship that I had, which was, for me, the most frustrating yet the most rewarding of any relationship that I've ever had. And I wanted it, even though, again, it's like, hello, how good does it feel when you stop banging your head against the wall? I desired that person and that love that I felt with her and for her to work. But I have my own stuff. She has her stuff. You got your stuff. We all got our stuff. And unless you want to deal with that, I was forever blaming her. Oh, look at the stuff she's doing. Crazy. Okay, right. So maybe she did do all that stuff. But hello, who's looking at me? I need to be looking at me.
That's right. And, you know, to break it down a little bit, in this period of time, we're asking things of intimate relationship that we've never asked before. Yeah. You know, we fall in love with a stranger. That stranger may be completely unrelated to our own background, from a different tribe, from a different world, from a different worldview. Then we want that person to share with us equally, reciprocally. We want it to be mutual. And then we want them to actually see us and hear us and know us specifically. And that issue of wanting a witness, wanting someone to hear you, to see you, that is the biggest obstacle that people come to therapy with these days. When people come in to see me in couples therapy, they start out by saying that they don't trust each other. And I often think, well, has someone had an affair? Was there some kind of, you know, betrayal? But no, it's always on this relational level. You know, I don't feel like you know me. You don't listen to me.
Well,
you don't
this lady said to me, you never really get to, there was a question that she posed once, do you really ever get to know somebody else? And that was a haunting thing,
right?
Because I wanted her to know me. I wanted her to want to know me. But she didn't like what she saw.
Equally well, you know, it's, yes, I would say yes, you can get to know the other person. But the very first step in it is to recognize that it's difficult. And then secondly, you've got to learn to contain your own reactivity, your own feelings, your own, really pain often when somebody says something to you that seems insulting, that seems dismissive, that may seem even contemptuous or belittling. You need to contain your reactivity in order to find out what's going on with that other person. And then gradually, you have to develop the skills of dialogue, what I call dialogue, which is that you speak for yourself, you speak in terms of, this is the way I see it, this is my impression, this is, and then you ask questions, and then you have to listen to what the other person says.
You gotta wanna do that.
Some sort of good sex, some sort of attraction, some sort of sense of a bond actually motivates you to want to stay, you know. And then also, if you've lost other relationships, you're more motivated to stay because you know that the pain of loss, once you have that attachment, the pain of loss is grief. I mean, it's not a small thing once you've got the attachment. And you lose
you really love somebody. It's very hard.
That's right.
All right, let's pause for a moment here. Give us food for thought. Polly Young Eisendrath is here, the author of Love Between Equals. If you go to young-eisendrath.com, you can get a great deal of the philosophy here in more detail as we continue our focus on your hidden power. I'm Doug Steffen. You getting bored with dinner options? Can't take another day of unhealthy fast food or ordering in? Okay, here's the news for you. Martha Stewart. Martha, Doug, where are you coming from with that? I can hear Kara chuckling. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. Yep, free. She's giving away 3 full-sized meals from her new meal kit delivery service. Be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810. That's FORK. Text it to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Text the word FORK to 246-810.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zysol, quite wise. Zysol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zysol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cyber criminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Continuing now with a focus on this new book, Love Between Equals, Relationship as a Spiritual Path on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen with Pauli Young Eisendrath, who also has a podcast called Enemies. That's a great way to approach love. Enemies, from war to wisdom. And so is it because we have enemies that we appreciate the love aspect in our lives? Do we have to have enemies? Are you focused on that, or a partnership energy, enemies, love enemies? Is that
well,
what happens?
Actually, both, because I got into doing the podcast because working with couples since 1984, I've had more hatred come into my consulting room than in any other way. You know, when people come in for couples therapy, they often feel like they're with the enemy. They feel like they're with somebody that is intentionally hurting them. And, you know, at the deepest and realest level, we actually hate somebody because they've betrayed our love, not because, you know, we almost like have to know somebody personally to hate them. You might have noticed that, you know.
Yeah.
And so what happens with couples is that initial love, that initial vulnerability and openness can turn to hatred if the people feel, or even if one person feels, that the other person is intentionally hurting or harming them. And that is what brings out the enemy aspect of love, the intimate enemy kind of aspect. But I also then got very interested overall in why we make enemies. So often, we as Homo sapiens, as human beings, we make enemies in our families, in our communities, in our businesses, and then in our societies, and also in the world. And so I began to see that there's a need to make an enemy. There's a need to blame somebody to get that.
Why, though? What's the cause?
Outside.
Getting, because Jungian likes to get to the cause. What's the cause of that,
okay,
and overcoming it? How do we do that? Because that's what solves the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the single cause is that you experience yourself in a way that you want to protect. and you have this thing called a self, and it's a narrative, and it's a set of identities, and you're almost always talking to yourself about it, and you want to actually protect it, and you want to defend it, and so that is a very primary motivator for all of us. You know, I mean, Jung called it an ego. I would say it's the better word for ordinary people is that you experience yourself as an individual, and you have a lot of narratives, stories about yourself, preferences, and so on, and you want to defend that. And that is a universal human thing. We all actually want to protect and defend ourselves, and then we include often our families in that sense of self, you know, when we want to protect our families. And so it's very easy once you get into a close relationship to feel that the other person doesn't get you, is not getting what you're saying, is not feeling what you're feeling, and that begins that process of defending yourself. And, you know, and then you can create an enemy quickly.
Yeah, well, there's that rage business. Some of what happens, you have no control over unless you are a believer that you are born into life. You choose your parents. You choose the day you're going to be born. You therefore choose your experiences for whatever lesson comes from past experiences. I happen to believe that, but I think we can also use this. This is the first time I've actually seen this thought pattern that you put forth in your practice and in your book. That's the first time I've actually seen it. I embrace it. Thank you for sharing your thoughts and the work. It's something, understanding that two people usually can't solve their problems unless there's a third person involved in it that understands what both people are saying. I think there's a lot of that in this as well. Good work. Half past the hour here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Most of us remember our childhood best friend. The bonds we develop early in life teach us the value of friendship, and many of those bonds last a lifetime. Yet there is a debate in many American schools about banning the very concept of best friends. Some say it is exclusionary and mean, that it leads to cliques for some, while leaving others out. But the truth is that having good friends matters, and the ability to build relationships is vital to success. Schools cannot change human nature. Is it really their job to dictate social relationships or to worry about who likes whom? Kids need to make friends. That's healthy. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
This hour, we learn an ISIS terrorist from Germantown, Maryland, accused of plotting to mow down tourists walking in the popular waterfront area at National Harbor, Maryland, along the Potomac River near Washington, D.C. Federal prosecutors filing a criminal charge against Rondell Henry, 28, who says he was inspired by ISIS when he steals a U-Haul van from a parking garage in Alexandria, Virginia. Prosecutors say he tries to find a spot loaded with people people and mimic the terrorist attack in East France back in 2016 on Bastille Day, where a terrorist driving a truck through the crowd kills more than 80 people. To the head of Homeland Security, who's resigning,
I just want to thank the president again for the tremendous opportunity.
Kirstjen Nielsen's last day Wednesday, President Trump making the change, also out the head of the Secret Service after a woman gains access to Mar-a-Lago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Time for us now on Your Hidden Power to spend some time with our weekly visitor. We have three weekly visitors. Uri Geller is the first in a run of three. Uri is in his home in Israel. Uri is as telepathic as anybody I have ever met in my life, even though he says we all have the power. I was reading something. I went to Ireland. Are you there, Uri? Can you hear me okay?
Hello. Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you, Bob.
All right. So I went to Ireland last week, and one of the things that we were talking about with some people who were pretty sensitive were synchronicities. And I know that's your favorite word. One of the things that I think happened, I think the reason that you meet people, that you go places, that you do things, you have folks in our lives is because there is a synchronicity here. We click together. And it's not a coincidence. You've spent your whole life explaining that sort of thing. When did you first realize, and maybe what was the first synchronicity in your life?
Wow, what a brilliant question, Doug. You know what? I've been interviewed thousands and thousands of times. No one ever asked me that question.
Well, see, that just goes to show you.
I think probably the first synchronicity was when I was almost like a baby, that a British soldier shot a bullet into our window in Tel Aviv, and I was in a pram under the window, and the glass shattered onto my face. Nothing happened to me because there was a teddy bear that rolled over my face, and that kind of saved me from being cut by the broken glass.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a year after that, my father, who was an Army Sergeant Major, brought home a bullet head, very shiny, made probably from copper. And I remember that I used to play with that. But the incredible synchronicity was that when I got that for my dad, the bullet head, the bullet that British soldier shot into our window, it was stuck in the wall in the corner of the ceiling, and it dropped out. It just fell on the floor.
Really? And was this the bullet?
Yeah.
The one your father gave you is the same bullet?
No, it was a bullet head that he brought back from wherever he was in the war.
Oh, okay.
And the bullet of the British soldier shot into our window, fell out of the corner of the ceiling. So I'd say that synchronicity. What is that then? Maybe paranormal.
Yeah. Well, there's all kinds of stuff that we don't understand, and I think the more today is International Feng Shui Day. One of the things that a lot of people don't understand is the energy of position. You're building that museum, the Uri Geller Museum in Jerusalem, and you've got to be very, very careful about how you arrange things in the feng shui manner. And this kind of stuff, there is synchronicity not just in people, but in things. Is there not? I mean, I think feng shui points that out.
Sure, Doug. Look, first of all, my museum is in Old Jaffa, not in Jerusalem. This was synchronicity because 10 minutes ago I was talking about Jerusalem. So you just proved live on air a synchronized occurrence. Number two, it's really weird because you know that my museum is in Old Jaffa. Why did you say Jerusalem? Isn't that
well, because
crazy?
Jerusalem, I don't know why I thought that. I was thinking, actually, I talked a lot with people when I was in Ireland this week about being in Jerusalem and the situation in Northern Ireland and the Irish wars and all that stuff, the same kind of thing that went on between and continues to go on between the Palestinians. I think I had Jerusalem on my mind. Yes, I know old Jaffa's in Tel Aviv. I've been there. So why did I say that? That's a good question.
Yeah, the other thing I wanted to tell you about Feng Shui, since the Feng Shui Day, I also, just an hour ago, I was speaking about ley lines. These are energy waves or energy flows that are underground. And I own an island in Scotland called Lamb Island. And the ley line, the energy line from my island, passed through Roslyn Chapel. Roslyn Chapel became famous from Dan Brown's novel, The Da Vinci Code. And from Roslyn Chapel, they shoot all the way down to the pyramid. So ley lines, I believe, are connected to Feng Shui, because it's very important how and where you place certain objects to allow positive energy to flow through your house, through your office, to any place that you are connected to. Feng Shui is extremely important to understand. It's an old Chinese art, but I urge you that if you don't know about Feng Shui, just Google it and learn about it, and you can move just a few furniture pieces, not necessarily big, to allow positive energies to flow into your dwelling.
Well, that is very important. I think that's something we all have to. We might as well make it. Your home is your home. It's where you want to be. Make it as comfortable as you can. Make it feel as good as you can. And maybe some of the things that you get synchronistically from older furniture or things maybe your folks had or others that you know. There's a blessing there, but something not to deny, and I think that's kind of why I brought up. So many people are in denial as to how this all works. I don't know why. What's in it for you if you deny it? It's there. It's one of those energetic things.
The other thing that goes hand in hand with feng shui is the power of color. So please learn about color, what color you should use, say a sofa, an orange sofa brings positive energy, and so forth. But let's talk about the power of color next week, because that's a fascinating subject, Doug.
I agree. All right, Uri, take good care. Good to have you here. The power of the mind, your hidden power. This is Your Hidden Power. And up next, a focus on the synchronicity of relationships, especially. We'll talk to our resident psychic, Mary O'Malley, after these words. Let me focus with you on your health for a moment. If you give me 60 seconds to talk to you about omega-3s, or maybe I should talk to you about krill oil. Maybe I should talk to you about both over this next minute, because this is something, a debate, basically, that's been going on for a long time. Now there's a solution, there's an end to the discussion about what's better, fish oil or krill oil. Actually, they're both equally as important, equally good for you. And thus, the folks at Purity Products have put together Krill Omega 50 Plus CoQ10. Get the free bottle. Call 800-355-1493 right now while you're thinking about it. 800-355-1493. Put it to the test. And even though the shipping is refundable, You'll like this. You'll use it. It'll work. I know it does. Works on your heart, your brain, your joints, circulation. Get it now. A free bottle of Krill Omega 50 with CoQ10 at 800-355-1493.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now. 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now. 1-800-291-4180.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Up next on Your Hidden Power is our friend of all. In fact, I kind of like having the influence of Mary O'Malley here. Her web is very easily accessible, psychicscout.com. She is someone that people from all over the world consult with her. I think basically your appeal is that you are basic, bottom line. You sound like a friend. You don't have, you know, there's not a lot of dancing around with you. It's pretty much to the point. And most of the work you do is with people who have love issues. I don't know if you heard the conversation a little earlier, Mary, between me and the lady who's the Jungian, about conflicts and understanding yourself. Do people ever really come to you and say, I need help? I was in a session with someone a week or two ago, and I realized as I was talking to this person, and I've been seeing this person for years in a therapeutic way, I've never talked about me with her. I was talking about everybody else. And do you think that comes to, when you are working with people in your capacity, do you find that people like beat around the bush, but they never really get to the point? Is that something that's a frequent problem?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's always about ourselves, always. Mm-hmm. And so no matter what the issue is, Spirit is going to focus on the person in front of me. And so there's no beating around the bush so much, because Spirit's going to come right out and say, well, mm-hmm. It's not unusual, you know, but you know, the important thing is that Spirit understands it's not about the other person. It's about the person in front of me and what needs to be dealt with there. So,
well, you can say that about the person who's looking at you in the mirror.
Yeah.
And whether you really want to. No, this woman was fabulous, I thought. She's written a book called Love Between Equals about the way we avoid looking at ourselves and want to blame everything on everybody. You've talked to me. I'm happy to blame somebody else for stuff that I. Well, I mean, isn't that kind of the human condition? We want to blame everybody
right.
else instead of understanding ourselves. And I think sometimes you got to hit people over the head with it, whether they like it or not. And the people, when you, as a therapist, hit somebody over the head with that, do they buy it? Do they listen to you? Do they get it?
Most of the time, I think when my guides talk through me, you know, I always ask them for a gentle way to reach the person, and they're pretty good with that. And when you hear truth, it's hard to ignore truth. So not always. Sometimes people stay in that place, and I have to work around it the best I can. But I'd say 95% of the time people hear truth and they can't ignore that, you know.
How do you relate the work you do to psychology?
I don't. I just don't, because I think it's, you know, psychology has the way it works, and then you know, I have the way I work. It's all psychology. I mean,
that's why I asked the question, because I thought it was
your
all
priest
psychology
or something. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It all is, but it's just a different way to come to the point. Mm-hmm. So,
but you know, people need to come to the point of, you know, they need help and they are looking for help. They come to you, but they need to accept the help that comes from somebody who squarely from the shoulder is saying, "You're the one who needs the help." It's understanding what you need. This woman was talking mm-hmm. about, you know, how we make enemies out of, I talk about this all the time. Why do black people not like white people? Why do Jews not like Catholics? Why do Middle Easterners not like people from Europe? I mean, we come up with these crazy, stupid reasons that don't make any sense for not liking people.
Right.
It's the same with love. Well, why don't you love you love somebody and yet you want to be angry at them?
Yeah. And, you know, most of the time it's them showing us something about ourselves mm-hmm. that, you know, needs attention.
Yeah, well, that's why you're attracted to these other people, because like
yeah.
attracts like. And that's the sort of thing to sort out with somebody like Mary. It's fabulous to be able to get into somebody else's head, but most importantly, to get into yours. And you can do it by contacting Mary at psychicscout.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stefan with Maria Francesca Trilogy, author of Life is Good When You Do the Work. You can reach her at astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com. She's created, as we've moved into spring, affirmations for signs. The equinox has taken place. We've had a full, now we just had a new moon, I think, right? And all of these things, people wonder, should they, in order to get this all to work, do we need to talk to our astrologer every day?
There you go.
Well, I think in order to really understand what's going on with you, if you really want to, you do. The value of astrology, what's happening in the universe, what you can get on the internet, what you believe is changing dramatically, and this program is part of that, understanding that there is more to life than what you can see, feel, hear, touch. There's much more to it. Hard for people to let go of their egos, because a lot of people think that they are the God, and we actually are all part of God, I think, but you know what I'm saying, Maria? It's like, okay.
Yes, yes, I do.
How do we get in touch? How do we get the most out of today? And if you're not really in touch with yourself, you really don't know how to get the best out of it. I think that's what frustrates me more than anything else. I'd love to be able to talk to you first thing in the morning every day and have you spend a few minutes just telling me this is what you will be influenced by during the day, this is what to look out for, and this is how you might react. Well, that'd be great if we could afford all of us to have an astrologer right there telling us how. I believe in this, and I made some friends over the week that, and I asked you to find out more about one of the people, a guide that we had, who's just a really very, very, very good person, great human being. And she's one of the people on the bus who's doing a card reading for her yesterday. But she's curious, and I think that's what we all want to know more about ourselves, and there's so many different tools. And astrology, I think, for me anyway, is the best way to learn about yourself and how to deal with other people, you and others. How do you know how to deal with them? Astrology teaches you, tells you more than any other discipline, but then you got to know how to use it and interpret it, and that's where you come in, right?
I believe everything you just said is absolutely right on and true. And what we did discuss last week a little bit about what people do get off the internet. And yes, it is pretty general. And it doesn't give them that personal information based on their astrological chart. So they know that, okay, they're a Scorpio or a Taurus or a Pisces. There's so much more. There's this combination of different factors that come together, just like anything else in life. It's deeper. It's more detailed. And so getting stuff off the internet, okay, can be the start of the journey. And then you have to find a good astrologer, someone you trust, someone you know is doing the work to give people that direction, that insight, that information necessary to be better. Be better at what you do in everything. Had a client over the weekend who was just, it was lovely, fascinated by what is going on with her. She's got something happening in her physical body. And we look at her chart, and it isn't a diagnosis. It's an understanding of what she can do better in her daily life, in her physical, as she goes about her day, how she operates in her body. And this is all available by looking at who a person is astrologically. So it's a fascinating way to understand the self. And that's the basic reason that we want to use astrology.
All right, so we're going to start talking. We're going to do a series of conversations about the value of astrology and how you can use it to benefit. I mean, this is all about benefiting you. What good is this if you don't get some benefit out of it? Check out Maria Francesca Trilogy, Astrologer for Your Life at gmail.com. This is your hidden power.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.